Hello everyone. God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today I want to share a testimony with you of how God has been encouraging me and working in me and showing me great things, really giving me great hope. So this week I've had some problems with my car. It's been having problems starting and it's just been giving me a little bit of a headache. And so the timing is not great because me, Danny, and our nieces and nephews have a holiday planned in August. We're going to Orlando. So, you know, when my car started to have these problems, I was getting a little bit discouraged. I was thinking, like, the timing's not great. We don't want to have to deal with this now because financially it's just not a great time. And so I was getting a little bit discouraged and overthinking all of these things when the problems started to occur with my car. And then I just started to get overwhelmed with all these thoughts, like really, really quickly. Now, normally I don't get like this. Normally I'm very at peace. Normally I'm very at ease. I always see myself as a girl with my glass half full. And so, but over this week, like little thoughts have tried to creep in. And we know thoughts are very powerful, but we know that we have the ability to cast down every imagination and thought that tries to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. And I am a child of God and you are children of God. Like, we're living in a different world, you know, we're under a different authority, we're under a different rule, we live under a different kingdom, God's kingdom now we are under, and we get to walk in his heavenly peace, his heavenly prosperity, his heavenly guidance, and he gives us that perfect peace that passes all understanding. Throughout all of this going on, I know these things. Like, all of us know how good God is. We know that God is faithful and that he always makes a way for us to escape. But that doesn't stop the thoughts and the feelings and the emotion behind what may be happening becoming very real. And so even though this was very small with my car, it was a hindrance. It was affecting me being able to go to work. It was an amount of money that I didn't want to have to pay out. So as I was thinking of all these things, I just really went to God and I said, God, you know, like, you take care of this problem. This isn't my problem. You know everything I need to take care of. You know the things that we have to pay out for. And right now I don't want to have to pay any money for my car. Like, my car is to be whole right now. And again, we are taught about the power of our words, the power of what, when we command and when we declare and when we speak to situations. You know, we have the authority to speak to our bank balance and bring it alive. We have the authority, just like God framed the world with his words, we have the authority and ability to frame our world with our words, the words that God has given us, you know, the words that God hasn't given us. Whatever we are speaking, whatever we're declaring, whatever we're thinking, has an effect, you know, it has an effect on what we're doing. And so our words, negative or positive, are framing our world, are framing our future. So the words that you've been speaking, the prayers that you have been praying, your commitment unto God, your obedience, is caused the effect for you to be where you are now. And so I know this. I know this very effectively. God has really helped me to understand the importance and the power of our communication, our thoughts, how we speak, what we declare. And so I was remembering all of these things. And God was just giving me great comfort. But I still felt a little bit discouraged. Like, really, I felt like I don't want this situation to go on. So as I was sat in my car waiting for the breakdown people to come, before I knew what the problem was, before I knew the cost of it, before I knew anything, I was sat in the car and I was waiting for them to come. And as I was sat in the car, I was speaking in tongues and God was just giving me some things to meditate on. And I started to think about my glass being half full. I've always said throughout my whole life and most of my life that I'm a girl who sees her glass half full. Now, I have a sister, God love her, God bless her heart, who in her life, she sees things with her glass half empty. You know, she's quite negative and situation and circumstance controlled. But for me, I've always been very blessed. I've always taken everything that has been approached to me and I've just dealt with it accordingly, but as positive as I could be. But as I was sat in the car, waiting for the breakdown people, God just started to reveal to my heart, Amber, you are not a girl with your glass half full. You are a girl with your glass overflowing. Your cup is running over. Goodness and mercy follows you all the days of your life. And in my heart, you know, it was just that small, still voice. It wasn't audio, but in my heart, I knew it was God speaking to me, giving me direction in that moment, giving me hope in that moment, giving me a clear focus in that moment on what to focus on. So instantly, my perspective changed. Instantly, the feelings of discouragement, of concerns about finances and holidays and all of these things just dispersed. It just disappeared. It was just like someone had given me something in my hand and then they took it away. And so the feeling of that item not being in my hand anymore was like the feeling that I had within me. I just felt free. I felt at peace. And I was sat in the car and I then just started to meditate and really thank God and started to declare out of my mouth, you know, my cup runneth over. You know, I am a blessed woman. My cup is not half full. Everything works for me. Everything goes in my favor. Like, I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm under a different kingdom, different rule. I gave myself a pep talk. You know, I started to speak the words of God into my life. I started to speak the truth of God's reality into my life over that situation. Now, there's been many, many situations that I've faced that I've been very, very good at this, and the things haven't affected me. But this thing with the car, it obviously had a little bit of a different effect. But instantly when I took it to God, I cast my cares to Him. Instantly in that moment, He'd give me something I could cleave onto. He'd give me something that was practical. He'd give me something that gave me visualization of God and His goodness and His glory and His favor. And it was just one word, your cup runneth over. Your cup is not half full. Now, in the world, that saying, those words, yes, my cup's half full, I'm a very positive person, you know, I'm a good person. Like, in the world, that's all good things. But as children of the Most High God, we're far above that. Like, our words are spirit and life. Our words have effect. They have impact. And it can frame our world. It frames our life. It brings goodness to us. Or it can bring badness to us. You know, God says death and life are in the power of the tongue. So what are you going to decide to speak? What are you going to decide to eat? What are you going to decide to meditate on? Because what we meditate on, what we think about, what we watch, they're the things that are going to be in our thought process. They're the things that are going to be in our heart. And then when those things are in our mind and then go down to our heart, they come out of our mouth. And we don't want to be speaking, thinking, concerned, worried, uptight about the things that we have in the world, even though those situations arise. So the thing with my car, in the world, it's a very natural thing. You know, cars are made of metal, they're made of a load of mechanical parts. There's things that can go wrong. And it's not that we're so protected that those things don't go wrong, but God protects us and blesses us and encourages us with such peace, with such comfort, to know that it's going to be okay, to know that he's going to take care of it, to know that God says, because all of this was based around finances, the concern and the discouragement was based around finances. But then what does God say? God is very great and very awesome, and what he does, what he teaches us, what he gives us, he says that he shall supply all of our needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Like, God is very wealthy. He has everything that we need. But God has given us the power, the authority, to call those things not as though they were, to call those things into manifestation, to not be distracted by the sayings that go on in the world and get stuck on that, but really just zoning in and focusing, you know, focusing your lens back to what God says, back to his truth, and declaring that out of our mouth and believing that in our heart, then we will see the true manifestation of it. So all of this was going on with me as I was in my car, as I was thinking, and then the breakdown people came. And as he came, he checked my battery, he checked my alternator, he checked some other things, and then he decided to tell me that it was the battery, that the battery was completely gone. And because of the car that I have, and I have a start stop, for them to replace the battery there and then would have cost £408. Now, to me, that was quite shocking. I'm thinking, £408 for a battery? And so again, but again, in that moment when he said that to me, God had already showed me that my cup had run it over. God had already showed me that goodness and mercy followed me all the days of my life, and that I don't need to listen to what he's saying. I don't have to go ahead with him replacing the battery, and that God would give me great wisdom on what to do. So I explained to the man that I will leave my car here and I will arrange for somebody to sort the battery. And he left and my car was there. And so I rang Danny and we just prayed together. We just thanked God that God had the best solution, the best battery, the best place at the best price that wasn't gonna cause any negative effect on our finances, especially right now. And anyway, today I just left the car, you know, I didn't really think about it. I didn't even worry about it. I didn't have no concern because God had given me comfort. God had given me peace. God had given me hope. God had enabled me with the truth of his word. And the truth was that he's there. He's the source. He's the one in control. You know, when we lean on him and his understanding, he will direct and lead our path. We don't have to become so upset or anxious and worried. And obviously, if money's not there for people with certain situations, like, it's knowing that God is the source of your supply. God knows that I need my car. God knows that you need your car or whatever thing may be a need in your life right now. And so I managed to get my battery sorted and fitted for £100. So that was £300 difference in the cost. And it just took a little bit of patience. It took just meditating and going back to God. It took listening to his encouragement. You know, God could have gave me that word from my heart and mind and encouragement in that moment. Amber, your cup runneth over. And I could have dismissed it as my own thought. I could have not have meditated on it any further because I've got the free will choice. But I chose to hear that and to receive it gladly and to accept the truth of what God was saying over my life and move with that. And so my encouragement today, what it is every day, is that God really is with you. He is the source of your every supply. Your words are very powerful. We all pray and pray and speak to God all the time, and we ask God for things all the time. But God is not a respecter of persons. God isn't saying, well, Amber, you can be financially blessed today, but that person can't. You know, he's not a respecter of persons, he's a respecter of faith. And he's given us everything pertaining unto life and godliness, meaning he's given us the understanding and the wisdom regarding the power of our words, the power of our communication, the power of our speech. We all have sayings. We all have things that we say that doesn't really mean anything to us physically, but spiritually, actually, it can have great impact. So for my sister walking around telling everyone that her glass is always half empty, nothing goes in her favor, and nothing really works out, you know, she's calling those things not as though they were. And spiritually, she doesn't really understand the implications of that. But God, he makes it very clear that our glass is not half empty, is not half full. We don't have to run around or walk around with little. We don't have to deal with the circumstances and situations that go on in the world, even though they come, even though they arise. But we can have perfect peace. We can have perfect understanding, clarity, direction. And our focus can be pure, our focus can be clean, and our focus can be humbling unto God. And so just saying, oh, my glass is half full, that's basically telling myself that I can only have a certain amount of blessings or a certain amount of favor. But God's like, no, I've showered you with favor. I've showered you with abundance. I've showered you with grace. I've showered you with everything that you need. I've filled you with my spirit, and your spirit is powerful and active. And you just have to act on the words that God is speaking into your life. And you have to declare and decree each day the things that God is saying about you and about your life, you know, and not just saying it like positive speech, you know, just being positive in your terminology and your communication. Like, that's great, but it'll only get you so far. You want your words that are spirit and life to have impact, to be powerful. And so we want to believe what we're hearing and practice what we're hearing, and then we see great results. You know, we see everything God has planned for our life be manifested with great ease. And so I'm very comforted. I'm very blessed. Life is really, really good. This has been an incredible year of learning how to really receive from God, learning how to really stay with God and trust him in moments of concern and worry. Really encouraging people how to look to God, showing people how to look to God and what that looks like, and the patience behind being a child of God, because patience is a great thing. Gratitude is a great thing. I am very thankful. I was sharing with Lawrence the other day that I am so very thankful for this moment in my life that I'm living. Like, I am living a very, very encouraging life, and it's all glory and praise to God. Like, the life that I was praying for 3 years ago, the things that I was confessing, the things that I was saying, I'm seeing it come to pass very, very quickly. And it's just so encouraging. It's so uplifting. And God says to us, prove him this day. You know, we want to prove him. And how do we prove him? Is by putting our faith into action. You know, not by works, not by just doing things because we feel like we have to do something, but having faith behind the things that we're doing and action behind it. So you know that you have the ability to heal the sick. You know, you don't have to pray, oh God, help me to heal this person, or God, I'm really sick, help me. No, we command. I command sickness, you leave. I command bank balance, you come alive. I command car, you to be fixed. We start using our authority. We start framing our world with the words that we are speaking, and we start to be, we start to really see the glory of God. And so I'm very blessed. Like, £100 for my battery. I get a brand new battery. God's given me a great revelation and a great confession and great insight to his truth just by a simple word like, Amber, your cup runneth over. Yes, Lord, it does. Yes, God, it does. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness and for everything that you are and for always being there. When our hearts are open, you know, when our hearts are open to receive, he will always give us what we need. He will never leave us nor forsake us. We'll never be without. We'll never be in lack. We'll never be in misfortune, because we understand and are, this is key also, we understand but are obedient to the calling God has on our life. We're obedient to the things God wants us to do. We're obedient to the encouragement that he gives us. And then we just move, and we just keep moving, and we live this life that is blessed and happy. Because yesterday I could have been really discouraged. Then I could have been confessing really negative things about our holiday or about our work or about, you know, the negative reel can be endless. But when our mind and heart is focused on God, when we're seeking first Him and His kingdom, then everything He needs will be added. And in that moment, I just needed a word. In that moment, I just needed God to remind me or to encourage me or to show me a different way, the best way, the more excellent way. That, Amber, you're not part of the world. You don't walk around with your cup half full, but your cup runneth over. So live in that way. Speak that way. Prepare your mind in that way. And see the blessings of Jehovah chase you down. And so this is God's life. This is great. So I wanted to share this with you. Pray you all have a wonderful day. And you're God's best.